Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
We are joined on the AFL Pride Game broadcast here with the Chicks Talking Footy team. It's myself, Fiona, and Beck.
That's me.
Dahl, and we are joined, very good friends of ours, Serena Jackson. Are we friends?
Oh, maybe.
Serena Jackson from the Rainbow Swans and Mikey Cole from Saints Pride.
Well, I think the bigger question is, are they friends?
Oh, yeah, baby.
At the start.
Before the game.
And after midnight, we will be friends.
Whichever way it goes.
Well, yes.
Well, it's only one way it's got to go.
It's only going to go one way, baby.
Hey. Anyway, let's keep it off here, shall we? Now, it's been such a big year for both of your supporters. Groups and your clubs.
Yes.
Now, last year at the Pride game up at the SCG, the Swans announced, first of all, that they would publicly support marriage equality.
Yep.
And I know the Rainbow Swans were very much involved in helping to develop the LGBTI arm of the Diversity Action Plan at your club. Since then, your club has marched in Mardi Gras.
It has.
I mean,
flown.
What's happened in the last 12 months?
So we formed the DAP last year, the Diversity Action Plan. Sam Mostyn's the chair of that. I sit on that from the Rainbow Swans, and we've got lots of other people. So, and part of the one of the pillars is obviously LGBTIQ. One of the pillars of that pillar was to march in Mardi Gras by 2019, and we did it in 2018, which was great. The Swans were the first professional sporting team to march in the parade, so there had been amateur teams that had marched, but it was the first professional team. So,
and that's no mean feat.
It is not.
You know, when you think about professional male sport, that's a huge achievement.
It's huge. And the great thing about that was that the Swans... they got a lot of stick for it. So when it went up on socials, all that sort of stuff, people handed in their memberships. It was like, oh, you can't do this. It's crazy. And the Swans just said, well, if you are that kind of member, we don't want you.
Yeah.
I love that.
And they made the stand.
Bit of
and
leadership.
It's great. Yep, and they are. And there are other clubs like Matt, who just spoke here. Matt Finnis is CEO of the Kilda Club.
Yep.
Yeah. There are leaders in sporting fields, and I'm really proud that St Kilda and Sydney, who are probably the leaders out there in this field, this is the third Pride game that we've held, and that we support teams who support community and are bigger than just a professional team that plays football.
Absolutely. Now, Mikey, 2 years ago when we first were here at Etihad, Saints Pride was a little baby group, wasn't it?
I'd say an embryo.
Embryo, if you will.
It's embryonic stage.
And now, look at you. You've got this huge function out here tonight with, I'm going to say, 8,000 people because it's radio.
At least
8,000.
With full club support, you've got the CEO, all those sorts of things. Tell us what's happened in that 2 years.
As Serena was saying, we've got a CEO that's such a supporter of the community that trickles down. So when you've got the top leading the way, it's only going to bring inclusivity to the club and to our group.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, going back to what you were saying about, you know, people ripping up their membership, and I know that happened with the Saints as well. How do we get the message out there, do you think, that by including us, you're not excluding other groups and other people?
It just goes beyond sport, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I got tagged in a post on one of the St Kilda sites going that it was my fault we're not winning games because I take away resources from the club. I'm like, I wish I had that power.
No offence, wow. Mikey, but I reckon the Saints have got bigger problems than you, mate.
I don't think you're the problem.
Yeah. But, yeah,
I say that quietly.
That mentality of people that you've got to change. And you know what? Sometimes you're not going to change those people's minds, but it's just getting the people that you can, that will be, go on side with you, just getting them to support you and kind of ignoring the voices that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Have you both had some personal stories that you've heard of people that have come out of these Pride games that have inspired you.
So many. There was one post just recently that it was a Rainbow Swans member, and he just signed up, and he basically said, "I have been going to the football for 20 years and now I can go as a proud out man."
Mm. How beautiful is
and
that?
And you just go, wow, that's just, you know, he's been going to the football quiet and lonely for 20 years and now he's got a group and he's got friends and he's out at the football, and he proudly wears his, you know, Rainbow Swans, the Rainbow,
amazing merchandise.
Yeah, it's great merch. And it's great. And that's what it's all about. I mean, it's, on one hand, I get really upset that we need to have this. We should just all be one, and we don't need to have our the AFL Pride Collective. It's what all the groups are, that all the gay and lesbian supporters groups of the football teams. But at the same time, we've got a family, and it's fun, and it brings just a new dimension to the sport.
Do you know what I also love is that we have a family in the AFL Pride Collective as well, like the people that are involved in coordinating the LGBTI sort of supporter groups. We've, you know, we get along, and I'm a Hawks supporter and you're a Swans supporter.
Yep.
We've managed to break down those barriers.
Well, we've still got a few hurdles, but, you know, Hawthorn and all. Hawthorn and Sydney, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I think that too, to take it another step, is as a straight person, I think we also feel really included in the LGBTI supporter groups. And I think that's important too, you know, that there's not that division as well.
We represent all. And one of my committee members who does so much, he calls himself, he's an ally.
We were born that way, Serena.
He's
we
a straight man. and he just loves his community and he loves us and he's part of our family. And I don't care what you are or who you come from. We're a family and it's great.
Yeah, so for me it's not about needing these nights. It's just about a night to celebrate
who we
are. Yep. And, you know, yes, there's issues sometimes to be addressed, but, hey, let's all get together and celebrate.
And my kids celebrate after the game.
Yeah, my kids are running around out there somewhere as part of the big family. You know, there's kids. It's great.
I was playing pool with them last night.
You were.
I think she beat me.
Pride of our spray, the 12-year-old, actually. Yeah. What did the 9-year-old beat you?
The 9.
I don't know. Yeah, the 9-year-old. It was her first game, so, you know.
Look, and one of the things I love when we talk to people from their supporter groups is that universally they had the support of their clubs too.
Yep.
And is that something that's really important, that within your LGBTI supporter groups, your clubs actually embrace you as well?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, the Swans have been fantastic. There are some clubs that aren't quite as forward-thinking as St Kilda and the Swans, but they're working on it. And I think the last year with the AFL Pride Collective and the teams, they've really, the clubs are embracing it more, and we can see it with the dialogue that's happening with the clubs and other supporter groups. There's a long way to go with a lot of the other clubs, and we hope that it will take leaps and bounds, and every time this game is held and these broadcasts are done and there's stuff in the papers and all the things that go around it, the other clubs go, oh, right, okay, well, that's something that we should think about. And I know, you know, the Hawks and not Geelong, because they don't have a supporters group. We're working on it,
though.
Come on,
Geelong. If any Geelong supporters are listening.
Yeah, there is someone. And Gold Coast. But, you know, Adelaide, Brett's here from Adelaide. And it's so good.
But as you were saying earlier, you're saying 2 years ago Saints were just this tiny little group. And it is the help of the other LGBTI groups, so the Pride Collective, that have helped us get to where we are. So for a long time we had to be seen as something bigger than what we were, just because we've got a Pride game, we needed to have this... this group that's out there doing stuff, but the other supporter groups have helped us grow, and I think we've all helped each other grow. And I always say we're enemies on the field, but we're allies and say fighting the same fight off the field.
Well, speaking of on the field, do we raise that issue now?
Saints by a Joshua.
Which
well,
is
we did talk about that last time.
27 points to the Saints.
Which is my lucky number, so I'm really not. I'm very nervous. You know, the Swans, I'm not predicting, because the Swans, this is the game the Swans lose, you know?
Yeah.
They hate being the favourite. They're better as the underdog, and so I'm quietly nervous.
Well,
so,
Serena, I did say to Brett Kirk, I reckon you need to be a little bit worried because the Saints are much closer to a win than they are to a loss.
Yeah, that's true. And
we haven't beaten you for 6 years. We haven't won a game
for 2.5 months.
All these
statistics make me worried, you know, that they're so ready for a win and they're ready to beat the Swans. But I am quietly confident.
I'm really surprised.
You're quietly nervous and quietly confident.
I'm confident. I'm loud.
Yeah, he's not quiet. There's nothing about Mikey that's quiet.
Are you both going down to sit in the gay bay?
Yes.
Excellent.
No idea. I'm just sitting somewhere.
You just got tickets.
I'll just go find some hot lady and hope my wife lets me sit on her lap.
Oh, happy days.
All right. Look out for the rainbow flags in the Pride Bay, which we're all sitting together, hopefully, and hopefully in a friendly manner.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.